Okay, today we'll talk about the 14th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. So first, let's just translate the bracha. V'Yerushalayim Yercha V'Rachamim Toshuv. And to Yerushalayim, your city, you shall return with compassion. V'sishkoim v'soicha kasha dibarta. And may you dwell in it as you have spoken. Uvenei oisa v'koroi b'yameinu b'nyan oilam. And build it soon in our days, an eternal structure. V'chisei David avdecha mehedo v'soicha tochen, and the throne of your servant David, may you establish within it quickly, speedily. Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim, the builder of Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, there the Gemara goes through all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Gemara explains why each bracha is placed where it's placed, in the specific order that it's placed. So the Gemara explains why the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim follows the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. And the Gemara says, is because Vehechan Misraimemes Karnam, where is the horn of the Tzadikim raised? Yerushalayim. That will be in Yerushalayim. Meaning the honor of the Tzadikim will be raised when Hashem returns to Yerushalayim. When the Shechinah returns to Yerushalayim. Shenemar, and the Gemara brings a pasuk for this. Shali Shaloyim Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, seek the peace of Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Oy Havoyach. And then those who love you will be peaceful. And the Oy Havoyach, those who love Hashem, are the Tzadikim. There it is there that they will be, that they will find peace. Now, I believe that there is a very deep meaning into what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is talking about Shalu Shaloyim Yerushalayim, seek the peace of Yerushalayim. It is specifically here that the Gemara finds a remez for the Tzadikim. So, I'd like to share with you a thought on what this is all about. There's a Gemara, there's a Medrash in Parshas Yisroel. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven to receive the Torah, the angels wanted the Torah for themselves. And as a result, the Malachim wanted to harm Moshe. So the Medrash says, Tzara Kadosh Baruch Hu klas tepanav shal Moshe doim el Avram. Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avram Avinu. V'am Alahem, and Hashem said to the Malachim, Yatam is Baishim ipanav, aren't you embarrassed in his presence? Isn't this the person that you descended to him and you ate by him? So the Malachim backed off. And there's a couple of difficulties with this Medrash. Number one, why did the Malachim want to harm Moshe? Because he was coming to take the Torah. Why does the Torah need to be exclusive? Why can't it be? Why can't both the Malachim and Klal Yisrael share the Torah? It seems from here that it was either or, either the angels or Klal Yisrahl. And that's why they wanted to harm Moshe, because Moshe was coming to take it away. Why can't they both share it? Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes v'chaysamay emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true, his seal is truth. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu fool the angels by making Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avraham Avinu and saying, isn't this the person that you went down to and you ate by him? No, it wasn't. That was Avraham, this is Moshe. So Hashem fooled the angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was emes. Thirdly, why is it that because they descended to Avraham Avinu and they ate by him, so now therefore they're supposed to be embarrassed? Therefore they have to forfeit the Torah? What does one thing have to do with the other? There's another medrash, a medrash in last week's parsha, Parshas Vayera. The medrash is by the Akedas Yitzchak, where the pasuk says that Avraham Avinu called the Mokem HaMikdash, Vayikra Avraham Hashem HaMokem Ahu Hashem, Avraham Avinu named the place Hashem Yira. He named it Hashem Yira. Says the Medrash that Shem ben Noach, Shem the son of Noach, named Yerushalayim Shalem. As the Pasuk says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Malki Tzedek, that's another name for Shem ben Noach, was the king of Shalem. Shalem is Yerushalayim. So Shem ben Noach named Yerushalayim Shalem. Avram, says the Medrash, called it Yira. So he named the place Yira. Says the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in a quandary. What should I call this place? Should I call it Yira, the way Avram Avinu called it? So Shem ben Noach, says the Medrash, Adam Tzadik, Shem ben Noach, who's a saintly, who's a righteous man, will complain, says Hashem. Why am I calling it with Avraham Avinu's name? I should call it Shalem. If I call it Shalem, says Hashem, so Avraham ish tzaddik, Avraham adam tzaddik, Avraham the man, the tzaddik, the righteous man, he'll complain. Why am I calling it with Hashem's name? So therefore Hashem combined the two, Yerushalayim, and called it Yerushalayim. That's why Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim. It's a combination of Yira and Shalayim. Now this message is also very difficult. First of all, why did Avraham call it Yira, and why did Shem call it Shalayim? Number one. Secondly, why is Hashem calling Shem and Avraham Adam Tzadik? The message says that Hashem is calling them Shem Adam Tzadik is going to complain. Avraham Adam Tzadik. Why are they being titled Adam Tzadik? Righteous man. And thirdly, Avraham is going to complain? We're talking about Avraham Avinu here. Avraham Avinu that never complained. When Hashem told him to slaughter his only son, he didn't complain. And now when Hashem calls it Shalem, it's called Yerushalayim Shalom, and now Avraham's going to complain? In the last mission of Shas, the Mishnah says like this, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shayo elamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to inherit to every tzaddik, 310 worlds. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "La hanchil Oyahavai Yesh. To inherit those who love me, Yesh. Yesh, the gematria of Yesh is 310. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta continues the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta, Lo Yimotzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LeYisrael El HaShalom. Hashem has not found a vessel that preserves bracha more than shalom, more than peace. The vessel that maintains, that preserves bracha, the best vessel that preserves bracha is shalom. Shanem Hashem Oiz Le'ama Yitein Hashem Yevorech Es Amei Vashalom. Hashem blesses his nation. In what? Where does Hashem put the blessing? Bashalom, into peace. That's the mission. So here, let's try and understand. Why does the Mishnah have to say l'chol tzadik v'tzadik? What would it be wrong if the Mishnah would have said l'chol tzadik, to every tzadik? Why l'chol tzadik v'tzadik? Why does it have to mention tzadik twice? Secondly, what's the significance of 310 worlds? Why 310? Each tzaddik is going to inherit 310 worlds. What's the significance of 310? Thirdly, what's the connection between these? This is the same Mishnah. The same Mishnah, it says that Rav Shmuel Halevi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to each tzaddik 310 worlds, and then immediately afterwards, Omer Rav Shmuel Mechalavta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find a better vessel to maintain the bracha, only peace. What's the connection? So in order to understand all of the above, I'd like to introduce a word from Rameir Primishlaner. Rameir Primishlaner says, there's a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. When Avraham Avinu was returning from his battle with the four kings, the pasuk says, "Umalki tzedek melech shalem hoitzi lechem v'yoyin." Avraham Avinu, on his way home, stopped by his elta zeda. Right, Shem ben Noach was Avraham Avinu's great 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 grandfather. And who was the king of Yerushalayim, of Shalem, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Hoitzi lechem v'yayim. So in honor of his guest, Avram, he brought out bread and wine. V'hu koyhein lekel elyon. And the apostle concludes, and he, Shem, was a priest, lekel elyon. He was a koyhein to the Rabbi Nishalayim. And there's an obvious discrepancy in the pasuk. The pasuk should have said, "Umalki tzedek melech shalem koyhein lekel elyon." Malki tzedek, the king of Shalem, who was a koyhein lekel elyon, hoitzi lechem v'yoyin. He brought out bread and wine. Why does the pasuk stop? Interrupt. Malki tzedek melech shalem hoitzi lechem v'yoyin. V'hu koyhein lekel elyon, and he was a koyhein lekel elyon. Why does the pasuk interrupt the middle of talking about Shem to say what he did? So the Rameir Primishlaner explains that Shem ben Noach and Avraham Avinu had two total different approaches in their avodas Hashem. The way they served Hashem was a totally different approach. Shem ben Noach was a person that served, was mainly involved in Bein Adam Lamakai. His main avodah was between man and Hashem. As we know, there was a yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. Shem had a yeshiva. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. He sat and learned Yoimam V'Laila. He davened. He was mainly involved in avodah Hashem, in Bein Adam Lamakai. That was Shem's avodah. Avram, on the other hand, we know that Avram's main avodah was Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Avram was the Ish Chesed. He was busy with Achnasas Orchem, saving Loit. Avram Avinu was his main avodah was Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. feeding people, telling them about, he was in Kiruv, and telling them all about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Said the Rebbe Permishlana, a true tzaddik is not invested only in their approach to Avodah. They're able to appreciate a different approach to Avodah as well. That's a true tzaddik. A person who can only see their own Avodah and can't appreciate anyone else's Avodah is not a true tzaddik. So when Avraham Avinu came to visit Shem, and Shem knew that Avraham had a different approach. Avraham's approach was an avodah of lechem v'yayin, of bring out the wine and the bread, haknas asarchem. That was Avraham's avodah. So when Avraham came to visit Shem, Shem changed his avodah in order to show respect, to show appreciation for Avraham's avodah. So he changes the avodah. Umalki tzedek melech shalem hoiti lechem v'yayin. He brought out bread and wine. And do you know, says the pasuk, do you know what kind of godless this is? Do you know how good, what kind of greatness this is? Who koyen the kelayin? That's not Shem's avodah. Shem's avodah was to be a koyen the kelayin. He was a priest to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. His avodah was benotam l'markayim. So appreciate what Shem did here. Shem stepped away from his own avodah of being a kohen lekel elyon to be moitzi lechem v'yayin, to bring out lechem v'yayin, to show Avraham Avinu appreciation for his avodah. That's the vort of Rebbe Permishlana. It's beautiful. It's a moitzi the gevort. I'm sure I've related to you in the past that there's a story that Reb Reuven Feinstein, as a bachur, used to smoke. He used to smoke cigarettes. And he would smoke on Yontif as well. Yontif, you're allowed to light a fire. You're allowed to, you know, use fire. So he would smoke on Yontif as well. Unbeknownst to him, his father, Reb Moshe, held that smoking on Yontif is an Isar Deraisa. Moshe held, since it's not Shavah L'chol Nefesh, he said, you're not allowed to smoke on Yontif, it's Isar Deraisa. So one of Reb Reuven's friends, who didn't know of Reb Moshe's Pesach, went over to him on Yontif, while he was smoking, and said, Reuven, what's wrong with you? Don't you know your father holds that smoking on Yontif is Isar Deraisa? So he said to him, what are you talking about? My father sees me smoking on Yontif. He never told me a word. So he said, well, let's go ask your father. So they walked over to the Reb Moshe. And he says, Tata, memeg recher on Yontif? Are you allowed to smoke on Yontif? So the Reb Moshe says, nein, say isa derais. Not allowed to, isa derais. So Reuven says, Tata, you've seen me smoke on Yontif. Why didn't you tell me anything? So Reb Moshe answered, Chagamein du halst anders. I thought you hold differently. You know what kind of godless that is? What kind of greatness that is? For a godl be Yisrael to be able to think, you know, perhaps this bachur holds differently. And that's what Shem ben Noach. Shem ben Noach was able to appreciate Avraham's avodah. Now let's take a look at these two names that Shem and Avraham named Yerushalayim. Yira means awe, fear, which represents a relationship in Adam Lamokah. Talking about the awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Yerushalayim was about. Yerushalayim was a place of awe. Sholem, on the other hand, represents Sholem, which is peace between people. So you would think that Avraham Avinu, whose Avodah was Ben Adam L'Chaveira, he would name Yerushalayim, the place of Avodah Hashem, he would name it Sholem. And Shem, whose
Avoda is Ben Adam Lavakim. Who named it Yira? But it's exactly the opposite. Avram named it Yira, and Shem named it Shalem. Why is that? Because each one appreciated the other Avoda so much to the extent that they named Yerushalayim for the other one's Avoda. Avram Avinu named it Yira because the Zayda Shem, his priority, his primary Avodah is Ben Adam Lamakai. And I appreciate his Avodah. And Shem named it Shalem because Avram, the Tzadik Adar, his Avodah is Shalem and Adam Lachaveir. So I'm going to name Yerushalayim Shalem. Each one named Yerushalayim for the Avodah of the other Tzadik. And that's what the Rebbein Shalom was saying. What am I going to do here? Am I going to call it Yira? Of course. So Avram, the Adam Tzadik, they were talking about two Adam Tzadiks here that totally looked away from their own Avodah and focused on someone else's Avodah. If I name it Shalem, Avram's going to have tainus. Not because I didn't name it for his Avodah, because I didn't name it for Shem's Avodah. And if I name it Shalem, no, that's if I name it Shalem. If I name it Yira, then Shem will have time. I didn't name it for Avram's Avodah. They're both looking out for each other. None of them are looking out for themselves.
Are we allowed to ask questions? I've never been here before.
You can ask, yes.
It was
immediately after the Akedah. It doesn't necessarily mean that that was the what.
Right.
Not. Yeah. I'm suggesting that it doesn't necessarily have to be that. Or it could be that it was at that point that Avram came to that appreciation of Shem's Avodah. And I believe that this is what Rabbi Shua Ben Levi is telling us. Someone, a tzaddik, that not only appreciates their own avodah, but is able to appreciate someone else's avodah, perhaps it's called a tzaddik v'tzaddik. A tzaddik, he's not just a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik v'tzaddik. He's a tzaddik that not only only appreciates his own avodah, he appreciates another tzaddik's avodah too. Also, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Hanchel, called Tzadik v'Tzadik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to inherit for a Tzadik v'Tzadik, specifically a Tzadik v'Tzadik, Shai Olamos, 310 worlds. Shenemar the Hanchel Oyahava Yesh. Why Yesh? Because Yesh stands for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim represents this concept of Tzadik v'Tzadik. That each one is able to see the avodah of the other, to appreciate the avodah of the other. And on that comes along Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. Now it flows so beautifully. There's nothing that the Rebbeinu Shlomo appreciates more than Shalom. When there's a tzaddik with tzaddik, when one tzaddik is able to appreciate the avodah of another tzaddik, which brings tremendous shalom to the world. Chazal tell us that we learn from the fact that when the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, it says the Malachim ate. Malachim don't eat. What did the Malachim eat? So Chazal learned from there, Mikan Shleishana Odom Minagamaka. a person shouldn't differ from the Minhag HaMalka. When Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven to receive the Torah, the Pasuk says that Lechem lo yachalti imayim lo shosisi. He didn't eat or drink. Ask Chazal why not? Al yeshane odam and minhag hamakom. You can't be meshane minhag hamakom. So when the angels come down to earth, they eat and drink. When man goes to heaven, don't eat and drink. What is the deeper meaning of what Chazal are telling us? When you're in the presence of an avoida of another yid, show respect. The malachim, he came to Avram Avinu, his avoida is lechem v'yayin. His avoida is achilu shtia, eat and drink. Moshe Rabbeinu, you come to the malachim. Their avoida is not to eat and not to drink. Don't eat and don't drink. Appreciate the avoida of another tzaddik. Appreciate the avoida of others. And so, no, the Torah is not exclusive. The Torah should be relevant to malachim and people alike. And so when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to receive the Torah, and the angels wanted to make it exclusive, and they wanted to harm Moshe Rabbeinu as a result, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, hey, wait a second. This isn't right. The Torah shouldn't be exclusive. Tzara Kadosh Baruch Hu Klasipanav Shal Moshe Daimel Avram. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avram, not his physical image, but in a sense, just like Avram Avinu appreciated the Avodah of Shem Ben Noach, he had that appreciation for another tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu showed the malachim how Moshe, the Rabbeinu Shlom showed the malachim how Moshe Rabbeinu showed appreciation for their avodah. He hasn't been eating or drinking here. Why can't you? You have a human being that came to heaven and hasn't been eating or drinking for 40 days because he is showing appreciation for your avodah, and you're trying to be exclusive? He has the panim of Avram Avinu. He's showing appreciation for another avodah. And secondly, when you yourselves went to earth, you showed appreciation for that avodah. You also ate and drank. What happened? Have there been a change of heart? Why are you making the Torah exclusive? The Torah isn't exclusive. The Torah isn't exclusive to a specific avoda. We have to appreciate each other's avoda. So now we can understand the smichus of al hatzadikim, plural. It's when is Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim? When Yerushalayim and Yira and Shalem can come together. When Yira and Shalem can share, can be one of the same word, Yerushalayim. Then it's Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom is support and assurance for tzaddikim. L'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik. And that's why the Gemara says that where is the horn of the tzaddikim raised? In Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim represents that appreciation that tzaddikim have for each other. Shenemar, says the Gemara, what's the pasuk? Shali Shalom Yerushalayim. Seek the peace of Yerushalayim. Now, those who love you will come together, will have tranquility. Because there's a tzaddik v'tzaddik. There's Yira and Shalom that are coming together.
So we ask, Uvenei Oisa, build it, build her, build it, Bekorev B'yameinu B'nyan Olam, speedily in our days. Rav Shatzeruv said that he writes that he had a dream that he ascended to heaven, and he saw Yerushalayim Shalmala. He saw the heavenly city of Yerushalayim. A city that eventually will be sent down when Mashiach comes. He said on each brick was inscribed, this brick was built by so-and-so. And it was explained to him that when a Yid lives their day the way a day should be lived, that day becomes a brick in the Yerushalayim of the future. That's what was revealed to him in a dream. And inscribed on that brick is, this brick was built by the day of so-and-so. And he said, this is why we ask, Uvenei Oisa Bikarov, build it speedily, B'yameinu, with our days. Instead of the ordinary understanding of in our days, he said that's not what we're saying. We're saying, Uvenei Oisa Bikarov, build it speedily, B'yameinu, with our days. And I found in the Sefer Dover Shalom, he brings a Sefri, which is a Chazal. I'll read you the Chazal. You see, Mamash, that the Rav Shatzeruv was machaven to a Chazal. The Chazal say, Emes, it is true, Shechoymas ha'esh, that the fiery wall, Sha'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lohoidid bebeis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually bring down to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Hu nasa minitzoitze esh hayira, it is made out of the sparks of fire, of the fear, Sha'ovdei Hashem. I can't even read my handwriting. Sha'ovdei Hashem. B'limud Torosam Avedosam Hashem. It is from the fiery sparks that emanate from those who serve Hashem with their Torah learning and their service of Hashem. Shemitzarfam, that Hashem takes, combines them, umehem nase chaymas esh. And that is how the fiery wall is created. So Rav Shatzeruv says it comes from a day, a good day, is a brick in Yerushalayim, Shalmala. And I'd like to suggest that this is what the Torah is telling us in this week's parsha. The pasuk says, Avram zokein bo bayomim. Avram was old and he came with his days. Baba Yamim, Avraham Avinu came with his days, meaning that Avraham Avinu, each and every one of Avraham's days was a day, it was another brick in Yerushalayim Shalmala. Hashem, now what is the condition? What does it mean to come with a whole day? Hashem Berachas Avraham Bakol. That is when a person can see Hashem's blessing in everything. Avraham Avinu was able to see Hashem's blessing in everything that happened to him. So his day, whether it was, now a day is 24 hours, which is darkness and light. If a person is able to see Hashem's blessing in their entire day, whether it's darkness or light, that's a full day. That's Baba Yama. That's a brick in Yerushalayim Shamala. And I was thinking that perhaps the Torah says that this bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha has 24 words. That's what the Torah writes. It has 24 words. And perhaps the reason for this is that in order to be able to build a brick, in order to be able to build a brick in Yerushalayim, our days need to be 24-hour days. Not days that we only appreciate the light, but days that we can appreciate the darkness as well. Hashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil, to be able to see Hashem's blessing in everything. When we're able, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker Yom Echad, right? When is it a full day? When we're able to appreciate the Erev and the Boker. Hashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil, that's when it is Vavram Zokein Baba Yom. So the Ebishter help him, that we should all be zeicha to see Hashem's blessing in everything that we do, in everything that happens to us, whether it's Erev, whether it's Boikar. It should be 24 hours a day of blessing. And that's chus. We should, each and every one of us, should be zeicha to Avinei Oysa B'Korav B'Yameinu. We should be able to build Yerushalayim with our days. We should be zeicha to see the Yerushalayim of the Asid, V'Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Binyan, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, from here to Yomeinu, Amen.